אוקיי, בוקר טוב. You can say חג שמח, ט"ו באב שמח, יום טוב עם ישראל, ברוך השם. אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו, מה נעים גורלנו, השם ישראל, ברוך השם. טוב. Yeah, so we are going to first see the Shulchan Aruch. It's very important because obviously that's going to be the basis. There's a lot of, you know, every Shulchan Aruch can be taken apart, but over here, כמעט every statement that the Shulchan Aruch makes, you can take apart and make a whole tilei tilim של הלכות פה. So let's see what he says. It says, מרן קופי ד' סעיף א', כל שחר של עובדי כוכבים, אחד שחר של תמרים, או של תהנים, או של שעורים, או של תבואה, או של דבש, אסור משום חתנות. So מרן pretty much nailed it down. He holds like the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Rocham, and all those poskim, as opposed to the Rama, who holds like the Ravaya and others, but he holds that alcohol made or beer made from any ingredient, it doesn't matter, להלכה, says מרן, זה אסור משום חתנות.
So חתנות, it means everything. He lists five things. Kol
shechar
is beer.
Then
what if it's a...
No, he says, echad ze, echad ze... He's giving examples. Oh, no. That's a gima. Say gima.
That's not two
things? Non-chashuv. These were, we're talking about chashuv alcohol. Chashuv alcohol. Things that are alcoholic and chashuv. And these were, you know, even today, these are examples. I mean, I don't know about the honey thing. Chashuv things that...
Like, I don't think beer is chashuv. Beer is like something if something small
like also, but again, beer is served at Seudot Chashuvot. Beer, again,
it's
like,
are
they just like... Yeah, sure. Huh? You could have beer at weddings.
Huh? They have beer at weddings.
Yeah,
I think that also the Maran is copying the Lashon of the Pur. Nachon.
But the point, but he's raising a good point. Then in Seif Giman, Maran is going to say, well, not everything alcoholic is subject to this deen. Aga, we're going to talk about rimonim, betapuchim, what's an example? Like a hard apple cider.
Yeah.
It's considered something, the version of zilzul.
But I consider that, like, I would consider that the same thing as beer.
Not really. Much more chashuv.
Beer is
much.
What do we say about truly?
Truly is a shela tova.
Truly is definitely not chashuv.
Why not? Everyone wants it. It's expensive also.
That's the kosher one?
Yeah, it's a good one.
But take Maran at face value, he's not limiting, he's saying the examples to kol shechar. Now, once we nail that down, what type of shechar, ve'no asur, ela b'mkom mechirato. Aval im hevi ha-shechar lebeto, v'shoteu sham, mutar, she'ikar gzera she'meis'od etzlo. Now, that's statement number one. Ve'lo asu ela, k'sh'kovea atzmo lishtot, k'derech she'adam kovea b'shtia, aval im nichnas, now, which means, Maran started off with what kind of shechar. Number two is where. Number three is how. Right? What position? V'shata derech arai be'akrai mutar. Okay? That we also have to be medayeg. V'chen mishelan bebet ha'ovet kochavim chashuv kiveto u'mutar lishloch ba'ayim liknot shechar me'ovet kochavim that Maran got straight out of where? Tosfot. Right? With the tour, but that's from Tosfot. Says the Rama, ויש מתירים בשחר של דבש ותבואה וכן נוהגים להקל במדינות אלו, which means according to the Rama, regular beer which we have today, which is made out of, regular beer today is made out of barley and hops. Over there, that's since you brew the beer out of that, לחאורה, לדעת הרמה, even בבית הגוי, even if you're קובע, בדרך של קביעות, so based on what we said yesterday, if you have an Ashkenazi guy who wants to, you know, hop into a bar for happy hour before he goes onto the subway, מה יהיה הדין בשבילו? זה מותר? לדעת מרן?
אסור. Well,
I mean,
ארעי,
אקראי, בסדר. Now, I believe so. I have to find it. But I remember, I'll find it a little bit later. I have to find it. Shalom v'racha. Okay, so. Baruch haba. Chag sameach.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
gonna
be a good day, Rabbi.
Scary. You bought me oatmeal?
What?
You bought me herring? Anyways, he says like this. So, you going to sit down and have some herring and kichot today?
What's
kichot?
Kichot. Oh, you mean kesafet?
Kichot is the crackers. So,
those are good.
Those are good. No, you put... yeah, it doesn't... באמת, לא מברכים על זה. נכון, בדיוק, בדיוק ככה. That's what Maran says in Reshut Bet. כל שעיקר ואימות התפילה, so kichot, depends. There's two kinds of kichot. There's the cardboard ones, and then there's, some of them have sugar and stuff like that. So the cardboard ones, over there, באמת, אין לו שום טעם. No טעם, no ריח, it's completely bland. It's ממש like eating a cardboard, but it's a vehicle to hold the kichot, so you don't have to take it by, you know, by hand and whatever, so you just do like that and you eat it. So over there, בוודאי, אומי שהכל, לא מברכים מזונות על זה. Yeah? Yeah, טוב. Same idea with cones. Sugar cones versus, what are the waffle cones, the cups, you know, that they sell for, those are nothing, those are bland. So over there, לא מברכים על זה. Yeah? Bye. טוב. So, says the, let's take a look at the Shulchan Gavoa, which is after the word document. You see it says on the top, Ma'achaleh Akum. So Roy Tikra. So yeah, I'll tell you outside Pri Chadash from yesterday. The Pri Chadash and the Bach have major, major issues with the Ramah. And they say Zelo Nachon. And see Rov Kepol HaPoskim. You see the Rosh and the Tur and Maran not differentiating between Tmarim and Shecha and Tvuah and Seorim, whatever. So they hold, even the Bach and other Poskei Ashkenaz disagree with the Ramah. Although the Ramah says it was Minhag Ashkenaz, Le'akel, Aval Mikol Makom, צריך להחמיר בדבר הזה. Yeah,
the let's... We had today's package, right?
מה זה?
That's which Bach was your
reference? No. Yes, I didn't put on this Bach.
Oh,
there's Bach a long Bach at the beginning of the Siman, a Kuf Yud Dalet. The Bach that we had in today's package is in Kuf Yud Bet, by Patakum. But this Bach that I'm quoting right now, or actually paraphrasing, is in the beginning of Kuf Yud Bet. It's a long one, but at the end it comes out also...
Kuf Yud Bet or Kuf Yud Dalet?
Today, the one I'm saying right now?
Right now,
it's Kuf Yud Dalet.
Kuf Yud Dalet.
So, okay. Now let's see. Who is the Shulchan Gavoa?
Rabbi
Yosef Molcho. Rabbi Yosef Molcho. Where was he from? Almost.
Greece.
Salonika. Yeah? Okay. Listen, it's Balkan. There are, sure. There was a very big Jewish community in Greece. Yeah, sure.
What happened?
Holocaust. They got hit hard. These Salonikan, that was one of the only communities of Sfaradim that got hit by the Holocaust. You know, all Moroccans almost had that also. The Nazis almost invaded Morocco, but there was another city. There's a big Nisim over there also. You know the stories with the... Huh? Yeah, it was like crazy stuff. The Yimach Shemov Zichro, the general that Hitler sent to North Africa, to Morocco, Egypt, whatever, his name was Erwin Rommel. And you know, a major turning point in World War II was one of the first Nazi defeats was at in a Malamein, whatever, one of these places. Yeah, something like that. That's in Egypt. That was his first. Now, Erwin Rommel, Yimach Shemo, he also tried to enter Eretz Yisrael. You know, tried to enter Israel and Palestine at the time. But there was big Nisim. The Jewish community was in big danger. But after he suffered that loss, he didn't go, it was big, big, big Nisim. So by and large, the Sfaradim didn't really have as much effect from the, you know, from World War II as the Ashkenazim did. But the in Greece, the Jewish community over there suffered big time, big time. So, hala.
Sorry, one last thing. How do you translate kovea, the kviut, in a formal manner?
Formal, yeah.
Formal?
Yeah. Tikra, vav.
Okay,
correct. Now, which means every line of this Shulchan Aruch, we have an inference, and each one contradicts the other. How so? It sounds like he says "bimkom mechirato." "Bimkom mechirato" means in the store, but if you go out, it should be mutar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, obviously, Josh was having a cow in her first day. They're saying what? Love dafka. What's a love dafka? But I told him, Ya Habibi takshiv tov. I said, why is it muchach, even from Maran, from the words of Maran, that love dafka is appropriate over here? Mike, you remember you asked me too? How do you know how to apply a love dafka? You know why? Because Maran doesn't say, Tzarich lav yo lebeto. What does he say? Im hevi o lebeto. Ya'anema. Im hevi o lebeto is just an example of taking it away from Petach HaChanut. Which means, by the way, that's a big einfam.
What?
Einfam.
Dude.
No. Einfam is like like an epiphany.
Okay.
Einfam?
That's mamash German. It's not even Yiddish. It's a German word.
Well, a lot of Yiddish is German. Okay.
Einfam.
Who said? About what? Why?
People say Lashon HaKodesh and they don't know Hebrew.
They don't speak Hebrew. They go get anyone who speaks Hebrew with them, they don't answer them.
Well, listen, we've been through this many times. Yiddish is not Lashon HaKodesh. And neither is Hebrew. Hebrew is based off of Lashon HaKodesh. It's closer to Lashon HaKodesh, but Hebrew is not Lashon HaKodesh.
Enough to mean us. Are you allowed to learn Hebrew? Not, are you allowed to learn Hebrew in the bathroom or not?
Hebrew language?
Hebrew language. It's Asur, asking that itself.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to learn Yiddish in the bathroom? Mutar, it's German. That's enough to mean us. Einfall is what?
Einfall means like an epiphany, like a chiddush. Yeah, he had a moment. Yeah. Okay. Aval mikol makom. What's he saying over here? Yeah, keep going.
Adavka ela kol shel tziyom mipetach chalud velachutz kibetol hashim. Lo nechal mitol ela shdiber katzul beover. Dekesh shel lochin yair shofar o shotim makom shemokrin atosh.
It says in general, when you buy alcohol, where do you usually drink it? Either in the establishment where you bought it, or at home. But that doesn't mean it comes to negate any other thing, which comes out according to the Shulchan Gavoa. You have four possible situations. What is there? Toch HaChanut, Petach HaChanut, Reshut HaRabim, and then you have Beveto. What's Mutar, what's Asur, before you continue? La'alacha, according to the Rambam in Maran, says, Toch HaChanut, Bevaday Shasur. Petach HaChanut, Rumachmir, Kiravachai, that it's Asur. You go out a little bit further into the street, away from Petach HaChanut. I spoke about this morning. This would be another. Imagine in New York State right now, it's a suit. But imagine that bars or, let's say a bar would be allowed to be open now. Yeah?
It is open.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
restaurants.
I know when it's open. Also, they put the.
Restaurants. Maybe a lot of bars, I guess, started serving food now so that they can become.
Serve food.
Yeah? If they serve food, then it's a restaurant. But if it's liquor only, it's asur. That,
so why is the liquor store allowed
to go? I don't know. No, that's an essential business. That's called Vikitsur. So, what would happen if you had a bar that was allowed to be open, and now because of the COVID, you have outdoor seating? You're sitting on this sidewalk with outdoor seating of the bar. What's that halacha over there? What's that considered?
That's
not the owner. No,
you're
not. In the city's property. Non-Jewish bar.
You're sitting at one of their tables?
You're sitting at one of their tables of the bar on the street, on the sidewalk, which belongs to the city. What are you saying? So over here, especially now, the city says, okay, you know what, you can't dine inside. So the city says, okay, you can, not only that, you can be on the sidewalk, and also you can block off parking. Now the law is that you can take legal parking spots and put tables there and say, you tell the cars you can't come here.
Can we do that too?
I don't know, you can get a ticket. So what do you see? That should be considered like the second derga of the Shulchan Gavah, which is Petach HaChanut. Petach HaChanut, which means that you're out of the store, but what, you're still under the awning, you're under their jurisdiction, it would still be Asur. That's what you're saying?
That applies now, we're saying, because Corona, but what if a place regularly outdoor dining, they put tables outside, but it's outside.
There's a difference though. If it wasn't Corona, you don't have outdoor seating on the sidewalk. They have in their chatzer and whatever, but not, like by Shiraz. Shiraz, they have their thing over there. On the street?
On the sidewalk, right?
There's a difference because the sidewalk is wide, right? this sidewalk that's on your window, I think even legally, you're allowed to put stuff there. But the thing where people walk, you can't do that. So now they're only giving heterim because of the COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's not COVID and it's on that side of the sidewalk, they just put tables.
It's a vaday she'asu. A vaday she'asu. And
there's some stuff. What about like, they had like, not during COVID, they had like a promenade that they allowed the whole street to be closed and they allowed the restaurants to open up on the street.
Oh, so that was another good shiloh that we had today. Very good shiloh. You go to certain places, you know, sometimes in the, I don't know if you're in the mall, in the airport in Israel, it's like a food court. You have a bunch of different restaurants, and then there's like a common seating area. It's not like every restaurant has their own seating. Everybody sits together. So imagine one of the places in the food court was a bar, like an alcohol place. Ma alacha sham? What's the alacha? What would you say over there? No, that's not considered petach chanut. Why? Petach chanut is something that's miyuchad to that chanut. Over there's not miyuchad. Huh? We consider like Rishut Rabbim.
Same thing like a promenade?
Yeah. I'll tell you, because by the corona situation, if you had a bar that had this, can you, let's say you went to another place, yeah, let's try right now to go buy food from Shiraz and go sit down in Bistro's tables.
So my people buy from where and go sit at Shiraz and sit at Shiraz's table.
Sit there when they're closed and you'll die, but when they're open. Yeah, they also don't want to start fights, but it's not considered. The point is, you have jurisdiction, right? Every restaurant, every establishment has their makom kavua. Okay? Tov, tamshir.
About the call Z up the Ramban and on Ella the Asot has Katai Terta, Abal Yadin, up Nipetatanu, Jared Jabatan.
Okay, we said that it's more like the Rashba. Now, let's see. On this thing, I want to see a few Zichre Tzedeks. Now, Zichre Tzedek, Rabotai, is the Evin HaYesod. It is the, you know, the fundamental cornerstone for when you learn Yoreh De'ah. Zichre Tzedek was written by whom? Gaon Rabbi Abdallah Somech. He was the Rebbe and brother-in-law of the Ben Ishai. Gaon Atzum. He was the Rosh Rabbanei Bavel. So, Maran Zichron Bechai is actually named after him. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, Abdullah.
Abdullah is Obadiah. Yeah, so he was named after him. Huh?
His name was
very similar formish, huh?
Wasn't originally his name was Abdullah Obadiah?
No.
He was Joseph Obadiah.
No.
It was Yosef Abdullah.
He was his Maran Zichron Bechai's original name. They called him Abdullah Yusuf, which is the Arabic way of saying Obadiah Yusuf. In Baghdad, they didn't have last names. They didn't do last names.
Yeah.
When they came to Israel, when Maran Zichron Bechai was four years old, they forced him to have to choose a last name. So the problem was that his father took Obadiah, because that was his father's name. Maran Zichron Bechai's father, Yaakov Obadiah, so his name was Obadiah Yosef Obadiah. So he wasn't so fond of that, because it's like shtickle madness. So he just dropped it, and he just kept, which means his siblings, his father and his siblings' last name was Obadiah, and he stayed with Yosef. Anyway, okay, so that's last names by Sfaradim. Sfaradim weren't, even historically, it wasn't a big thing by Sfaradim.
Very new. Even with
it's
the
not. Last names were not a thing by Sfaradim.
Even with the Persians, you start adopting last names.
Very recently, it wasn't a big thing.
Huh?
Yeah, Ploni ben Ploni, Kederach HaTorah. Yeah, that's the way it used to be. And even by Ashkenazim, it wasn't such a thing. When did it stay? You know, they, and most of the Ashkenazim, what do they get? Either their father's name, this itch, or, you know, whatever, or where you're from, or your job. You know, goldsmith, all these things. Huh? So, weiter. Yeah, that's what do you think the Persian? Ze Ian, Zadeh, Kol Ze Zema. That's Ben Shelo. Maze?
Ben
Hakim. No, so over there they told me Hakim, it's really Hakim. In Aramaic, Hakim is Chacham. Yanik ve Hakim, bidu. It's not with a he, it's with a het.
Yeah,
Hakim. No, but there is stamped out, but it has to be with a het. Huh?
Is that commentary?
The what?
They can't pronounce het.
The same thing, what happens?
Because a het is a ch also.
That's another, yeah. So the same question would be, what happens if a guy goes up in the Torah and he reads for a chit?
We're like the Ramah now, no?
Matasin. Yeah? So, the same thing, you know, Israelis, when they read, how did they read a resh? Resh, right?
Resh.
Zelom. Resh is ot leshonit. When they say r, that's a rimal. That's a rimal without a dagesh.
So the American R is correct?
Huh?
The
no.
American.
That's r. That's from the lips. Resh. It has to roll off the tongue.
Oh, so make the r.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's to roll off the tongue. So it's not, you know, by Ashkenazim in America, they just do r. Lithuanians, Litaim, like Europeans, they do like the French or the Israeli r. But it's not true for them. It has to be more of a r sound. The Gaon Levina says meforash that it has to roll off the tongue. Ibn Ezra says the same thing. So, okay, right. Yeah? So see what he says. Ot, mefo natril, ot gimel. Yeah, tikra ma'omim.
Okay, sham,
ve'eno
asur el,
mekom
kerto, aval in
So very interesting. Prichadash paskin the halacha kedat Rav Papa. However, he says v'chalak al dibrei mananzan. The anu in lanu el dibrei mananzan asur b'petach hachanut. So, hala dalit just quotes the Shulchan Gavua which we just saw. Hey, this is a big one. Go ahead. It's got to be both. This we saw from the Knesset Gdola that we saw the other day, which is that it's got to be two. Position, which means informal drinking, and frequency. That it can't be, you can't visit it so frequently that, you know, because v'im chiser achat mikol זה לא טוב לשתות שם. Anyway, טוב. Now, וכן משלן בבית הנוכרי, another very important הלכה that we learned from the כנסת הגדולה. But when do we consider it כביתו? תקרא.
אך דווקא אם לן בבית הנוכרי, דאז חשוב כביתו. אבל אם זימן הנוכרי לישראל לביתו כפי שעה, אסור לשתות שם.
Which means that if you're only going over for dinner or whatever, for drinks, whatever, that's not כביתו. And over there, even if he serves you, you don't have the היתר איבה. היתר איבה is only when? Achsenai, if you're sleeping. Toh. Od echad. Zayin. Oh, then he just brings from Tosfot. Fine. That if it's achsenai, he can do because of Eva. Now, he brings the Rama and he says, Lo kacha, ya chet, tikra.
Ya chet,
ya chet. And so there's the bath, like I told you. Okay, tit. Now, Rabotai. Tit is a very important... I mean, they're all very important, but this is a very important halacha with regards to tea, coffee, zachin. Now, tea, glorified water. So now he says like this.
Rabbi, two. You know what two is?
It's good
to have
two.
Yogurt soda?
Yeah, for sure. Not sure a lot.
Zelo davar shel kavod.
It's not a
kavod. It is?
So.
Anyway,
yeah.
Oh, the mustache guy had it. I remember in
the goyim mamash put it on. It's straight, but they put it on their. They drink it with their.
That guy put it on his lafa.
Yeah.
What's that guy? You know that guy? The mustache man. Who's that mustache man that you sound with the kebab?
That guy's a good man.
Anyway, because why? Because he gets free food.
No, this guy eats. He's powerful.
Anyway, בקיצור, תקשיבו טוב. תקשיבו טוב. רבותיי, listen very carefully. תקשיב, הלו, תקשיב. He says like this. Over here, I want you to pay attention why this Ot Tet over here in the Zichre Tzedek is or is not a Stirat Yud Aleph. A lot of people took the bait in First Seder and thought that in Tet he's actually arguing in what he said in Yud Aleph. Which is, over here, let's first see what he says in Tet. Go for it. Yeah?
Kafe.
Huh? Ten, yeah.
Okay,
hot chocolate.
Shavuim, mutar mishtod betakvim goyim. Teze lo shechar betadasham. Betakvimda.
Chumat adam.
Chumat adam.
Dela kishut pani meirot.
Okay, dasar.
So the pani meirot, which is one of the gedolei poskei Ashkenaz, his name was Maharam Eisenstadt. Maram Ash, Moreno Rav Meir Eisenstadter. He was the grandfather of Petche Tshuva. So he writes that Mishum drinking Shechar, also coffee was Bichlav. Why he would say that it's not alcoholic? right? It's קצת קשה להבין, but he said, apparently there was a kiruv hadat. He extended the kiruv hadat of alcohol to coffee as well, right? Everybody knows, and that it does make sense. A lot of people do, you know, a lot of deals are made over coffee. You know what I'm saying? That's coffee is a very powerful thing. A lot of people can't function without coffee. Yeah. So מכל מקום, מה עושים? The pri chadash and the other poskim say no. וכן נהגו במדינתנו. Yeah, go ahead. יחונני עליון אמין. Apparently the Iraqis call it chai also, but they used to drink tea and coffee and all these other zachen with the... actually, coffee is not a very Persian thing. It's an Iraqi thing. A big Iraqi... They used to, you know what, coffee though, not like today. Used to drink boats, Turkish coffee. No milk, kacha, straight up. That's the way they used to do it. No, no. Even if, yeah, because it's zilat derech kacha. Aval, that's the way, you know, Arabs in Arab countries, they used to drink coffee like that. Mazeh? That's temanim, that's a temani thing. Aval, that's the psak halacha says the zikre tzedek. Now, after all this is said and done, there's a Rambam that's very, you know, a little bit cryptic. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves. You see the acharonim beating each other up over this Rambam, so there's got to be something about it. Let's see what the Rambam. Huh?
Should we have seen the Rambam?
Yeah, I said it. Take it out though. The first thing. Yeah. Now the Rambam, yes, the Rambam does talk about. Oh, it didn't? I apologize. I forgot to put it in.
It was all out of order also.
Okay, listen. Whatever.
I saw it online, but I didn't realize it was a video.
Okay, listen. Yeah. First thing you got to do is see the Rambam. Because if you didn't see the Rambam, then nothing.
What's the problem?
Yeah. Says the Rambam. Chavo. Tikra.
Can you just. So. The Zikre Tzedek agreed with the Shulchan Gavua that Petach is Asur and...
But Rishut Rabim is Mutar.
Rishut Rabim is Mutar.
Yeah.
And we extend, the Rav extended Petach being in the legal domain of the store.
Correct. In the direct vicinity, which means under the awning, on the sidewalk right next to it.
Rav Chava would allow it in there, right?
Yes.
Even in the outside area that
yes.
belongs to the thing?
You walked out the door, Rav Chava would say fine. What if Papa hold that outdoor seating?
Didn't Shulchan Gavua say, Meikardin Mutan Kerem Papa?
Yes.
So the Shulchan Gavua holds Meikardin like
Rav. No, but he understands that the Rambam is being Machmir, Rav Chai. Like everybody understands.
Wait, so if I'm walking like back here, and the Spanish people are like having a bar, and I'm like, give me a beer, I can't have that beer?
Drink the beer.
You can drink the beer, but where?
Out here.
On the backyard park. Yeah, they do. They have in the backyard parking behind Chase.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm asking, right?
They give you a beer.
Every Shabbat they have their...
They offer you?
No, I don't. Yeah,
they play that in Morocco.
Hold on.
All year, no. The Chaurav, it's not Betagoi. They don't own behind Chase.
They can't.
Claim ownership of the Chase. But Lechaura, it should be Mutar.
I mean, now the question comes up in Chaz.
In who?
In the autonomous zone that the liberals own in Seattle. And they died down, but they took, you don't know, they took, like, the last month, they conquered 9 blocks in Seattle.
Conquered.
They conquered. After the black guy got, after they killed the George Floyd. They invaded 9 blocks in Seattle, and they conquered it.
No, they're doing this out of justice.
Okay, בקיצור, לא משנה. מכל מקום זה, that's what happens. This is, in פרקי אבות, we learn. הווה מתפלל בשלומה של מלכות, שאלמלא מוראה איש את רעהו חיים בלעו. זה רשות זה. This is שלומה של מלכות. זה מלכות שלא עשה כלום. Right? Over there, you have these liberals, that's the problem. Say כך, take the money, take the land, take הכל. Right? There's no United States of America, because the United States was conquered from the Native Americans. So there's really, you know... The president is illegitimate, and the country is illegitimate. Guess what? In order to get America before the Native Americans, right, they had to, not after the Native Americans, but they had to beat the British. So that, you know, it's conquered land, it's occupied. Right? Only, how come only Israel is occupied? The United States is also occupied. It's occupied British territory. It's occupied in Native American territory. So, behemet, you don't own anything. In chaknum, you don't have money. You don't have land. In chaknum, everything's illegitimate. With them, the problem is, in la davar sof. Rav Victor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, way back when, even you know in the 80s, when not that Democrats were ever the best people, but they used to be much more normal, right? It was always a thing that Jews would always vote Democrat, and he was always the one to scream against Democrats and liberals, and they're crazy, and wow. there's Shaim and Yimach Shemam.
Even in the 80s?
Even the 80s. And people used to be like, why? He's like, you'll see. Zebemit, you know, Nevuato Yitkaima. Look at the Democrats. Look what they're doing. Kaf. You know, they do crazy things. Crazy. What is the you know the movements that they're doing now? The BLM is it? What does it have to do with Palestinians and occupied Israel? Ma kesher? En shum kesher. What's the kesher? That what? Everything goes. Kulam mutanim lachem. Right? They're going to sue you if you only put two options to choose for a gender when you're applying for a license. You're going to get sued. Why is it lo yafe? Why? Only two genders? Ma. So what if a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the olam like that? No, now we have to make more genders. Mach Shema. What is it? Avot Mitzrayim is it? It's still only one gender.
Rabbi, someone told me that if a guy wants to switch, as long as it makes him happy, it's okay. You know? So I said, also, if it was your kid, you'd be okay with it. Yeah, if it makes him happy, I'm okay. Yeah. I said, also, your kid should start cocaine too?
זה חמור בן חמור זה. זה... תגיד לחמור הזה בשמי שהוא חמור. Okay, bye. So he says like this. Okay, says the tour. Actually, great line.
It's the best line.
Huh? Yeah. It's funny. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's funny.
Okay. Today's the day of love.
Yeah, but done. Yeah, so he says this. Check it out. Okay, so he says, tour yonet de'ah. Yeah? Tikra the tour. Beseder. So Roy's going to read.
Rambam,
yeah, read the Rambam, yeah. Oh, your female. Right now, what's he talking about?
Sounds like wine.
Oh, okay. That's other gzirot. Now, Ketzad is going back on the... Ketzad! Boom, something new. Bim siba shel akum. Okay, go ahead. Which means even drinks that don't have mishum yayin nesech, and even if he's being shote mikelav levadon, he doesn't say what drinks. That's where the pritoar jumps in, if you remember. Mikelav levado, he doesn't say what drink is there. Yeah, continue. And now he's going to talk about another zina. Forget about mesiba. Oh, he gives attention to rov mesiba. Go. Oh, now he's talking about beta akum b'mkom mechirato with regards to shechar. That's a different zina. Go for it. Okay, so the tour basically says the same thing as the Rambam. Skip to the Bet Yosef. What everybody's going to be busy with, Bet Yosef, Lechem Mishneh, the Aruch HaShulchan, where did the Rambam get this from? That's what, you know, because it's very difficult to understand. Says the Bet Yosef. Okay. So first of all, the Bet Yosef's not sure. He says the Isur of Mesibatam lo yadua. Now what about the Heter of Rov Mesiba Yisrael? Where is that from? Says the Bet Yosef. I think he understands it from the story of Shmuel. So basically, just outside the story of the Gemara brings down the story, Shmuel and Avlat. Avlat was a Chacham Shel Goyim, like a professor or whatever. So Shmuel was friends with him, whatever. So they were somewhere one time and they were served yain. And Avlat knew halachot, he didn't want to touch it. He didn't want to touch it because of yain nisid. So Shmuel said, don't worry, you can touch it, you can have it. It's yain yevushal, which doesn't become asur, yishum yain nisid. So from that story, what does Bet Yosef derive?
That it was a party.
Oh, so it was a party, and... Well, it's a good chance. Aruch HaShulchan has the same thing. Yeah, but it was a party, and it should have been asur, if not for the fact that there's a tzad heter, Shmuel wouldn't have drank. Obviously, what's that tzad heter? Enter Rambam, who says what? Rov Yisrael. A few problems with this. Says the Lechem Mishneh, Mizi Lechem Mishneh, one of the foremost commentaries on the Rambam, Lechem Mishneh. Who is that? Rabbi Abraham Dibotom. Aya Gaon Gadol. He was from Turkey, went to Italy. He was a Talmid of Maharashdan. It was a Hanun Kadmon Me'od. A generation after Manam, Mamash. So he asks on this Bet Yosef, see what he says. So that was the Bet Yosef Shariah. Comes the Nechem Yishmael and says, what? Says maybe they weren't drinking together. It says what? He was served. Shmuel was served, and Adlat just didn't want to touch it. It wasn't that they were drinking together. How can you have a misibah by definition? Everybody was asking for a definition of misibah. Misibah by definition is that everybody who's there is partaking of the food or of the drink. Over there, who says the Lechem Mishneh? Who says that Adlat was drinking bichlal? So who says it's bichlal misibah?
You're saying they're in a misibah, and right. Only Adlat wasn't drinking, so it becomes not misibah, or is it just them two that's misibah?
Lechaora.
Just them two.
Yeah, which is what you see that, huh?
Yeah.
That's what the Lechem Mishneh. Both the Bet Yosef and the Lechem Mishneh understood that even two people is a misibah.
It has to be Bet Yisrael, otherwise it'd be a suri for.
You're saying the bah.
Otherwise, what would you say?
Okay, tamshir. Now. So what does he say? The Lechem Mishneh ends off and says that if that's the case, I still don't have a raya to the Din of the Rambam. Yeah, go ahead. Says where did the Rambam get it from? We still don't. So the Bet Yosef is not so sure. The Lechem Mishneh says this is for sure not the Makor, and he doesn't offer an alternate Makor for the Din of the Rambam. And enter Aruch HaShulchan, and he says something even more, right? He says an even bigger kushya. Aruch HaShulchan gam ken mishelanu. Who is it? No,
Ben Michael Epstein.
Halevi Epstein slash
Ben Benis.
Yes, he says like this.
People know Ben Benis is the Rav's Kiddush.
Me? Not Pitom. His grandson writes in his memoirs.
Okay, have people seen that one? I would imagine you know his grandson.
No, not Pitom.
No, so you say it.
Rav Yechiel Michal Halevi Ben Benisti. And they're going to look at you like you're nuts. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I like the Aruch HaShulchan's question even better than the Lechem Mishneh. He asks a davar pashut. Right, the Lechem Mishneh was going with the hanacha, the two people as a party. He says Aruch HaShulchan. So first of all, in the question of the Lechem Mishneh, he says, not such a question, because the Gemara says, Aiti lekamayhu. Lekamayhu means they were served. Which means what? Lechaora, it's answering the Gemara that they were both drinking. But he says, what's an even bigger question on the Rambam is what? Go ahead. Says two people sitting and drinking together, that's a misibah. So he also, blive shver, it's not so pashut, where blive shver remains questionable. Yeah? So that's a little bit of an issue. Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. The Lechem Mishneh, the Aruch HaShulchan don't understand what the Makor is, but you still have a Rambam that says no. Is there a clear Hagdara from the Rambam what Misibah is? No. Do we see from the Acharonim, Bet Yosef, Lechem Mishneh, whatever, what they understood from the Rambam? Yes. Why? It's not. I have a theory, I want to say it soon. But, you know, I first want to see the Bach. Now, the Bach throws a one-liner in here that changes the face of the entire Sugya. Everybody brings down the Bach Malacha. The Zichut Tzedek, the Shach, the Zichut Tzedek, the Kapchaim, they all bring down this Bach. And the Baal says, even though, yes, the Rambam is talking about two different dinim. And interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch himself only brings down what din? Of Shechar. He doesn't bring down the din of Mesiba. It's interesting how the Shulchan Aruch just completely ignores Mesiba, although there's a Bet Yosef on it, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Avad mikol makom, you see the din meforash in the Rambam about Mesiba. Now, says the Baal, yeah, go ahead, Ta'aso Adhan.
The Ashur Yishtor Mesiba Tan, Perush Kesherov Mesiba Shavoyim, Dimrov Mesiba Shal Yisrael Shari, Kenkadav Rambam Sham, the high move is Shotel Be Yisrael, the Ilu Be Kagoy, Akil Shetabi Yachidi, that's the word.
Says, where does Mesiba, where does the Isur versus Heter of Mesiba begin, says the Baal? That's only Bevet Yisrael. Why? Because if it was Bet HaGoy, you have another Isur, you have an independent Isur of Shechar b'mkom mechilato Bet HaGoy, even Yechidi is Asur, like we said. As long as, if it's, you know, not Arai b'Akrai. However, so what is he talking about? He says, let's say, I throw a party in my house, and most of the party goers in my house are going, what's the halacha if you have a few Jewish guests over there? They can't drink because of Mesiba. So the whole Mesiba thing only gets off the ground of Bet Yisrael, says the Baal. It's a huge chidush. Now, based on that,
So both the owner of the house is Jewish and
a majority of the party goers.
So that's both.
Yes.
Big step. Considered a hall.
So a hall in general is rented. So when you rent it, it's considered a schirut b'yomekim and kaliyomim, which means when you rent something, it's considered yours for that kufa. So it's considered yours. Now, here's the thing, Rabotai, listen carefully.
And this is all alcohol or only wine?
So alcohol. All alcohol.
So no, but grape juice.
It's a sur, it's a chetzedek.
Grape juice or no
grape juice? Grape juice is muta. Now, listen to this, Rabotai. Listen very carefully. I want you to read now the Seif Katan Yud Aleph of the chetzedek. Right now, the Rambam, what's Asur and Mesiba? It's kind of up there, what he's talking about. You know what, even before we see the, I apologize, let's see the Pritua. It's a very small piece of Pritua that really drives the point home, but the last piece, Ach bin Siba, yeah, you see right before Bet? The whole thing is nice, he says a nice Cheshbon, but what, Nein Yanenu, what we need is this thing. Ach bin Siba, Asur Kedat Rambam, go for it. Now, what's Mayim Srufim? Mayim Srufim is like flavored, well, not really, but that's called Yain Sanaf, but Mayim Srufim is like flavored water, which means even beverages, even random beverages, which means even non-alcoholic beverages should be Asur, or even food should be Asur, Benisibot Shel Agoyim. That's what it sounds like from the Pritua, which leads the Zichet Tzedek to understand, well, what? Then what's the next problem? Coffee shops. Coffee's not yet. That's going
to
be what he said.
The Jews go to the Achash Mershus part.
So they weren't allowed to. They got punished for it.
That's why they got
punished. What's being punished? They brought up scot free.
They got food free, but they almost got annihilated.
Yeah, after 3 days of fasting, it was over.
They ate, so that's 3 days.
Well, remember, the party was 180 days.
So what was. No, I'm saying, so what was their
first party or second party?
Well, it was two different parties. It was the party for all 127, and then there was an extra 7 day party for Shoshana Bira. What's that? Hamadan? Hamadan, yeah.
Isn't
it
Susa? Where was it?
Esman? So.
When I was
Esman.
Achashverosh
was Esman?
Yeah. We're all Esman.
Okay, so. So says the Pitoa. Achashverosh was giving out too much free food, and drinks and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, Ach bim siba asur. Kedat Rambam. So you see, the Pritua is holding that. Okay, he mentions he's not so bothered that we don't know the Makor. Okay, said it. You don't know the Makor, so that means the Rambam is wrong. Makito. He brings the Rambam lealacha. The Acharim are, you know, they go back and forth what exactly the Makor of the Rambam is. Aval the halacha is chay v'kayam. Here's the issue. So he says afilu maim srufim. Maim srufim. Other, we don't find that because we said before by shechar that only applies to alcoholic beverages. What do we say about soft drinks and coffees and muftar? So over here we start smelling a little bit of a different gzirah that even non-alcoholics are from.
Yeah.
If
someone goes to a bar.
Yeah.
considered a makom.
Mechiratun, yeah.
Now he wants to buy it, be'afra and be'ara and everything just one time.
Okay.
But he has to go in there and count how many Jews, how many non-Jews are there.
No, it's not a party. It's a party.
Why is it not a mitzvah? It's not a party. There's 20 people there. He's there with one guy.
Wait, let's wait for the Zimcha Tzedek. You're making a good point. Big Chil Hashem not to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, where? By the party?
Yeah.
So, I think what you mean... Mishum Eva. I think what you mean is Mishum Eva, which is exactly what he's about to bring down over here. Look what he says. Zimcha Tzedek says a good point. See what he says, yeah?
Even though they're not
going to
be
Mishum Eva, which means even alcohol that's not chashuv, even soft drinks should be asur bim sibatan. He quotes the Pitur Arizal Lacha. That being said, the kasher.
Kasher, if he, lama itiru lishdol the kafe bim sibat agoyim, lezem yihak chashuv b'medinatenu bechol adinot.
So he says they used to go, the Jews and the Goyim used to go to coffee shops together and drink coffee. So over here, the fact that it's not alcoholic wouldn't help you because it's considered a misibah. What is he saying to you about a coffee shop? A coffee shop, lecha'ora, is considered a misibah. Now, again, I do think that coffee shops back in Baghdad are different than Starbucks today. Why? Because it's very, you know, everybody, first of all, yeah, it's like a lounge, everybody's sitting and drinking. In Starbucks also, even though they have individual tables and stuff. So there's, I did see some literature among the poskim in a coffee shop today where you have different tables and different sections and whatever. Is that considered a misibah because everyone at the end of the day is drinking coffee or drinking together? Or because, you know, you do separate. What happens if you just, you know, land on somebody else's table in a Starbucks?
Weird. That happens all the time?
Yeah?
I don't know.
In a cafeteria, that's a different story. Because
no, it's like a cafeteria.
In Starbucks?
At a restaurant.
Can you imagine in a restaurant somebody just lands on your table? It's a good challenge. It's a very good challenge. But apparently, back in Baghdad, the coffee houses, the coffee shops, they came and everybody sat that, I don't know if they had a table, probably sitting on the floor and having, you know, narkila and coffee and whatever, and everybody's doing it together. So over there he says, V'efshar sheitilum shum eva. So why? Now, this is the clincher. Yan. Apparently, culturally, what they used to do, says the Zichet Tzedek, is when they used to go, the Arabs used to buy the Jews, and the Jews used to buy the Arabs, like a kavod yane, and therefore, what if he buys it for you and you don't drink? So it's considered yesh b'zeh mishum eva. It's considered not over here. When was the last time you walked into a Starbucks and somebody bought you a coffee and said tfaddal b'chavud? It doesn't, that's not the way it works. So over there, lechaora, even if, according to the Zichet Tzedek, if you don't have mishum eva, you have a problem going to sit in a Starbucks today because of misibatam. And if you don't have eva, it should be asur to drink a feeble coffee. So you got to take it to go. You got to take it to go. It's a baya. Now, what do you say?
Siman Dalit, 10th bed, says it's also to buy coffee.
No.
Yeah, not the omen. Datab. Yeah.
The Gemara has a question to start with the guy.
Yeah.
Nema asru shechar shel goyim.
Yeah.
We're talking about coffee.
It's a different isur pole. This is a misibot. Misibot, we said, you have to differentiate.
The misibot aspect is a misibot whenever everyone is together. If you're sitting individually with another person, where is the isur eva? You're with one other person. That's the story of Shmuel and Avna. It's the exact same thing. And even over there,
which the Bet Yosef understood was the makor for the Rambam of Misibot. Because it wasn't, because it was Rov Yisrael. He considers that Rov Yisrael. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have that result. Because Pri Chadash says that Mechza and Mechza is Asur.
There was a Mechza like that. There was someone who brought them the wine. It was probably the non-Jewish leader.
Jew. Because otherwise, where do you have Rov?
So I'm saying, well, why do we know for sure it was wrong? How did they know for sure it was wrong?
He doesn't know it's for sure. The Bet Yosef is kind of grasping at straws, trying to understand where the Rambam said this from. Huh?
How would you also present if he was a non-Jew, why would Abba compare by Yaineset if the guy's already non-Jew?
Oh, good point. It's a good point.
He
opened it and poured it. He opened it and poured it. Aval, that's, you know, Chormen
Lemachshava. I'm trying.
Which means, yeah, that's a good point. If you're going in, we said yesterday, what would be the deen? Yeah, Mikey, you have a Sephardi guy, finishes his work, he wants to hop into happy hour before he goes onto the train. Ma'adi.
Arai
Bakrai. But now he's saying, what happens if there's a lot of goyim patrons sitting at the bar and he wants to stand around with them also? So what does that make it?
What makes it
forget? Ah, so that makes it, because they're all standing there doing the same thing.
Now we have to go to a different conversation. What makes it Mesibah?
Mesibah is when music, people are gathered together pursuing
music,
the same thing.
What about music? What about food?
You don't see them talking about music. You see a bunch of people standing or sitting in a bar drinking together. That's a Mesibah.
Why?
So even though Arai Be'akrai would help you for what? Would help you for Shechar Shel Goyim. But then you have a different sort of Mesibah. And Mesibah, the Rambam says, forget about buying it from him. Even if I want to BYOB, I want to bring my own beer to the happy hour and drink over there. If it's Mesibah Shel Goyim, it's Asur. So what's going to be? If you want to walk into the happy hour, you better hope that you bring another Jewish friend or that there's not too many Goyim around. So it's not Mesibah Shel Goyim.
If it wasn't Mesibah, I can bring my own beer and bring it there to a
bake with
it.
Why?
So, because that's the whole thing of what's the difference between that and if you're in Yasinai.
Oh, so that would be, yeah, it's true. That's true. That is true.
Let's say you have a co-worker who's getting married, an Jewish co-worker.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Instead of coming to my wedding.
Yeah.
So
go to Chuppah. I mean, go to, I don't know what
they're called. So you go there and they say, okay, everybody's a time. Cheers. They give everyone a
time. Also, most of the time they have it in the church, no?
Yeah, let's say it's not in the church, in a regular hall. And then they give everyone a drink. They say, everyone's a time. If you don't take it, they say, hey, why don't you drink with us? What's wrong?
So, they mean, Shum Eva Lechaura, I'm sure not to
you.
Huh? Yeah, one of those. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, or, you know, I'm sure. About,
so,
yeah.
How do we get from coffee to party?
No, because then the Zichet Tzedek understood that a coffee house is considered a mesibah. It's considered a mesibah. That's something that's a little bit tzarikiyum. Listen.
And so the workers count as a part of the...
The chauranat. I thought of that also. Because
were
drinking. Huh? All, the people who are patrons. The customers.
All customers included, even if you're not together with any of them, you go into a bar, let's say, or whatever you want to call it.
You're going to Starbucks.
But you're going with three Jews. Everyone has 30 other people there.
But you're doing the same thing as the non-Jews over there. That's the point.
That's not true.
Everybody's ordering drinks from the bartender, and so are you, even though you didn't enter together, but you're all doing the same thing. That is the quintessential Mesibah. That's a Mesibah.
But you're doing it with Jews. They're doing it with non-Jews.
But you're doing it together, buddy. Everybody's
doing it. You just said walk in with your own squad.
I don't have squads.
You know, I'm sorry, are you walking with your own friend?
Never.
Say that, I'm saying that.
So the Arayan Akrayan aspect only works when it's not Mesibah Shel Goyim?
Correct. Exactly. Exactly the point. Arai Akrayan only works on the Gezerah of Shechar. And Shechar is independent of Mesibah. You have to remember that.
It's only, that only apply if there's no one in the Beit HaMikdash, just you. If there's any other person, that's
already
in Mesibah, you said. It's only if you're alone in the boy's house, that's when the other
halakha applies. Correct.
That's crazy.
Up until including two. You want to be somech on the Lecha Mishneh and the Aruch HaShulchan who said that two is not a party? Nania, b'seder. But if there's a bunch of other customers there and you go in, people don't realize. They think that it's...
Wait, so do the workers count?
And guess what? I'm saying even bigger kiddush. Even what you say, according to the Rama, I know, Tachi, Mike, listen to this. Even according to the Rama, that what? No, barley beer, kulam mutarim lachem. That's only tam shechar. But in terms of mesibah, bevada, you have the tour, you have the bach. The Rama doesn't argue on the halakha of mesibah.
All these boys will go there as all mesibahs.
So now we need to fix makeup because there's no source of mesibah in the Gemara.
It's Ramban Meforash. You can't discredit the Rambam because we can't find him.
I think, okay, we can discredit our understanding of Mesibah. Mesibah is, if you ask anyone in the world today, what is a party? Food, dancing, drinks.
You walk
not
into a bar?
Starbucks. Bar, I can, whatever. But Starbucks? It's not a party in Starbucks. Maybe a question is elevator music. Okay, you have elevator music. There's no dancing. and people are sitting doing work. It's not a party.
Mesiba, according to now, it's a good shot. I don't know.
I think
they're sitting
separate. All move to Israel, then we'll drink there for free. One bar and a dog house.
Dog camps?
No,
it's in Brooklyn. Oh,
it's
no.
Wait,
it's
not good enough for us, like Sam.
Yep, you take it out. Not going there. What's the matter?
Yo, this
bar
is really
between like the restaurant and
the
bar. It's like you sit
there
at the bar, everybody's ordering the same thing. It's like Starbucks, everybody's ordering the same thing. How's that different from like a restaurant where everybody's ordering the same thing?
So, the Chawara restaurant would be, I'll give you, listen very carefully.
And this is the case of the Bach.
That's a good question. I want to give you a good example. There, again, I don't know how many, but there are plenty of Gelat Kosher restaurants
exactly
that are owned by Goyim. Okay? In the city, they're owned by Goyim, and they serve alcohol. Make the cheshbon for a second. Okay? Lefi Adin. Think for a second, Lefi Alecha. If you have a restaurant that's owned by a non-Jew, and they serve the alcohol over there, what do you have over there? That's Beit Ovet Kochavim. You can't drink them. No, because that is Otet. No, if it's don't kill me. Are you allowed to drink tea and coffee with a goy? What did the Zikre say except
the
door?
Oh, that's what
we're
saying, but
that's
restaurant
Mesiba. Mesiba in Israel. Who's most of the patrons in the restaurant? Oh, and now the other way around. What happens if you have now the other way around? Watch this. What happens if you have a Gelat Kosher restaurant and that night specifically a majority of the patrons are goyim?
That's the bomb.
What happens?
You can't drink water.
Asur! You can't eat anything or drink anything. Why? Because Mesibah Shel Goyim. So you have to be so mad. Usually when you go to a Jewish owned restaurant of any given night, Yistama, most of the patrons are going to be Jews. Huh? Mesibah Shel Goyim, Afilu Mayim. Cool.
Rabbi. He
says Afilu Yansufi. Even food. The Chawara that's
at home. No.
You can't eat or drink anything. Forget about Yishul and Kaf. When you see Basha Goyim, you can't eat or drink anything. You can't participate.
It's not able to drink a coffee shop in a restaurant.
Huh?
It's very hard to eat.
Because that's any different. It's no different than what Pito said, Mayim Sufim.
I'm not even told. I hope not to see the
mind.
I wish I could have water.
Flavored water.
How's that a party?
Why is that?
No, you don't have to be choshesh though. Stama in general, by a kosher restaurant, even by a non-Jewish owned kosher restaurant, you can assume that most of the patrons are going to be owned.
Alright, so you have.
Huh?
So let's say you're in the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
You want to get a hot chocolate.
Okay.
And just, let's say it's me and Gat.
Yeah.
And there's five Indian workers in the back. And one boy sitting drinking a coffee. Can I get a hot chocolate?
Yes.
Why?
You tell me. Because it's not a misibat. Misibat is
a misibat. And what's the ratio of the misibat?
Majority versus minority.
So if there's three non-Jews and me and Gabby, we can't get drinks?
You can take it to go.
What? No one wants to take it to go.
Everyone does it.
Does anyone write that a restaurant is misibat?
That's the hot chocolate.
If you again, I want to end off with this. If there's a tzedekiyum, there's no concrete one way or another. I don't want to say concrete anyway. It's a good job. It's a very, very good job.
Every single Jewish guy.
So I'll tell you the truth. So usually, even the Jews who go out on first dates to bars. Or lounges or whatever it is, it's usually only the guy who's drinking, the girl's too shaken up to drink. Yeah? Aval, benot yisrael tznoa.
Yeah?
Hotel? No! No! Oh, wait, if there are rabbis, yes. It's very possible that by the Dunkin' Donuts or the Starbucks or whatever, it's possible to say that when everybody's sitting separately, so it's not domet to what the Zifat Tzedek is. Huh? Hello. Is Zifat Tzedek considered a coffee shop a party? Not that it's a
party. They're coffee shops. They're coffee shops are a party.
There's
like on a carpet smoking hookah, drinking with the goy.
You go to a restaurant, I don't even want to see anybody else. I hope I'm all over the place.
Well, if you want privacy, you don't go to a restaurant. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, you go to the Kolben Razlin. The Kolben Razlin's in the cage. It's
the
Pedjan is your friend.
What? Anyway, because lama to omer kacha.
Anyway,
זה לא זה.
בקיצור,
רבותיי, לכן, לדינה, it's very hard to say that it's אסור to sit down and have a, you know, to have a coffee, sit down in Dunkin' Donuts or זה. To say it's אסור לשבת, זה קשה מאוד. But to say that there's room to say that when it's misif, when there's rov goyim over there, it's better to take it to go. Ze bevadai, let's pashtu the sugya. Lechen, and we'll leave it there. Baruch Adonai le'olam amen v'amen. There's lunch, Rabotai. Oh, I forgot to say, the shir today, everything is sponsored, breakfast, lunch, and also lifuato shlema of David and Sarah, shir lifuato shlema, and tov.